hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. More studio.
Morning.
As we come back into our studio on this cold early morning, unless you're listening on the podcast or you're listening in a warm place, either way, all good. Everybody here. Yeah, you know, we're going to build a new studio. I'm pretty excited about this. We came in and we have old equipment from the 90s. You know, people love 90s country.
Yeah.
But lucky for us, we have the same equipment they used back then. Like, literally.
Joe Diffie was probably on that board.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've been here a long time, like 5.5 years. And finally, when I have my new contract done, I wanted a parking place, which I have. I want a new studio. And so they're going to build a new studio. And we've been going through plans to build a new studio. And the rumor is, what's the rumor?
That he's going to put us in different rooms.
Like, wouldn't that be cool?
Like, he doesn't want us in the studio anymore, Amy.
And that's not, no.
I didn't even come up with that. Eddie started that rumor.
That's what I hear through the grapevine.
You made that up.
Which is kind of cool because.
What if you all had your own studio?
That's what I was thinking. And we can eat in there. And
Lunchbox can fart in there.
Lunchbox can fart in there. And we can have our own temperature.
Yeah.
But I don't, I like this environment when we're all here.
Yeah, we're all going to, don't worry, all going to be in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eddie, come on. You didn't really think he was going to put you in a different
room? I heard, and I believed it.
Who did you hear that from?
I can't tell my sources.
Exactly. Okay, Leonard and Bernstein.
That's why I keep your sources private. They'll never tell you anything again.
Loose lips sink ships.
That's right.
It will be different in here, though, I will tell you. It'd be very different.
How?
Give us one example of different.
Black lights.
Yes.
Glow-in-the-dark posters.
Yes, all of that. We have a very radio-y like setup where we all sit around a table. You can't really shoot that for video very well.
You're telling me.
Yeah, because it's like there's too many camera angles, so it's going to be a much more television-y aesthetic studio.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, yeah. And also, my dream's always been to host late night talk shows. So I'm going to build a whole late night talk show set.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have the skyline behind you?
The whole thing. I'm going to have Paul Schaefer over in the corner. Eddie's going to be leading the band. All right, Eddie, take us in the break. But yeah, they sent like all the big dogs from New York. Did you see them all come in?
Yeah,
we got kicked out of the studio immediately, and they had all these papers and diagrams. We're like, all right, this, and this.
There's architects and engineers, and yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. We'll see how it goes. It should be done like middle of the first quarter, they say. Oh. But they're going to tear the studio out. We're going to have to go work in like a back of Raymundo's car for a while. We got to sit in the trunk while they build this place.
Yeah, where will we go?
I don't know. I have no idea what's happening here.
Bobby Cast?
I thought we would leave and like during Christmas and they would come and be in a whole new studio. But apparently it takes like a month.
Oh.
Of tear out.
Yeah.
Oh.
I need to bring the Property Brothers in here and have them do it.
Right?
They do it in like one episode.
Yeah. In 30 minutes.
Yeah. Come in. They tell us how, boom, out.
Done.
So don't listen to rumors, Eddie.
I got scared for a little bit.
But you'll have a better situation where you're doing video.
Good. That's important.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
That'd be camera. I think we have like multiple cameras in the room.
Sweet.
We can like switch through them.
You okay?
Yeah. It's good. We're going to kick someone out of offices around the building.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Have you told them?
To knock out walls and make the studio bigger.
It's evolution.
Oh, is that what? Oh, I don't believe in that.
Progression.
Okay. There you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Former President George H.W. Bush has been transported from Houston to the U.S. Capitol for the funeral. President Trump has ordered all flags fly at half staff for 30 days. In other news, the 36-year-old Florida woman who went to Costa Rica has been missing for over 6 days. Authorities have now found a body near the Airbnb she stayed at. And finally, in weather news, it's getting colder in the 30s and 40s in most places. Definitely bundle up before you head out today.
Bobby Bones.
Yes.
Hey, welcome. I know it's early in the morning, but I like games early in the morning. And so I'm going to play a country song played on the saxophone.
Okay.
Oh, all you have to do is name the song. For example, it's Thomas Rhett, Crash and Burn. Yeah.
Another
crash and
burn. Hey,
that's funny. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. On saxophone, write your answer down. Here's song number one. All right, let's go to Lunchbox.
This is the way love goes.
How's that song go?
This is the way love goes.
I don't know the song he's talking about.
From another planet.
Oh, okay. Oh, Mars.
That's really number one.
You guys don't know that song?
Nope. Amy.
The Dance.
That's right. Garth Brooks, The Dance.
That is a beautiful version of The Dance.
Yeah.
Our lives
another planet.
Are better left in jail.
Wow.
All right. A country song played on the saxophone. Name this one.
Heaven.
Oh, wow. Heaven.
Yep.
Bye.
Thomas Rhett.
No, it's Kane Brown, Heaven. You are right.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Amy?
I was like, I knew it!
Heaven.
Heaven. Heaven.
Woo!
Heaven.
There it is.
Don't do that to me!
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
All right, name this one. These are country songs played on the saxophone. Number one country song.
I'm in.
All right, everybody's in.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you needed to stay in the game. Go ahead.
I'm in the game. Let's Let It Burn, Jason Aldean.
No. Sorry.
Strip It Down.
There it is. Eddie?
Strip It Down.
Strip It Down. Strip It Down. Back to you and me.
Mike, what's the score?
Like it used to be.
3-3. Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll come back later and we'll finish it off on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Cowboy boots by your little bare feet.
Pretty cool, though, huh? I played all these last night at home. This is me and my
iPhone.
Yeah.
With candles burning everywhere.
Let's go over to Laura in Oklahoma. Hey, Laura.
Hello.
What's happening with you?
Oh, just out and about running errands and going to Walmart for the morning.
Yeah, what you got going over at Walmart?
Oh, groceries, gotta get baby formula, things like that.
I don't know if you guys remember this. I do. I remember when Walmart was just Walmart with no groceries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do. We had one of those in Enid at one time.
Yeah. So, you're from Enid, Oklahoma, huh?
Yes.
Where I grew up, and I'm going to tell you guys a little about my life. I grew up in a small town called Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 700 people, and Walmart was town in Hot Springs. So when you went to town, first of all, you went and told your neighbors, hey, I'm going to town. Do you need anything? And that's where town started in Hot Springs, population 30,000. And so Walmart was the beginning of town. So we go to Walmart, but they didn't have groceries at the time. And I remember when they did those Super Walmarts.
Super Walmarts.
My mind was blown.
Yep.
I was like, Walmart is like Walmart and Piggly Wiggly combined? My mind was blown by that. So that was a big thing for me. And now most Walmarts now have groceries.
Yeah.
Now. Is that
right?
You think most do, Laura?
I think so, yeah.
So what are you getting at Walmart?
Groceries and baby formula and maybe picking up some shoes for my daughter, but that's about it.
Did you see the story, Laura, about Payless and they opened up a fake luxury store where they took the shoes? Did you see it?
Yes.
Okay, so the shoes they normally sell for $20, they were selling for like $600 in an experiment and people were buying them?
Yes.
What'd you think about that?
That's ridiculous.
Well, doesn't it show how knuckleheaded we are, though? Like, we're like, Oh, it must be cool, so we should go ahead and buy it.
I would never spend that much money on a pair of shoes, but I can't even imagine. This is crazy that they spend that money on shoes.
And it's the same thing. Like, you just put a different brand on it with the same exact product. And you're like, we all do it, though.
On every item.
Like, I have
So they scam people out of money.
I have an Adidas shirt on, right? Like, and I yes. bought it because I was like, oh, this would be cool. It's an Adidas shirt. I only bought it because you probably get the same sweater for like $6.
Right, without the name on it.
Without the name on it. I'm such a... We're all being tricked.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying there?
Hey, I do the same thing sometimes with clothes, so...
I think we all do a bit, but this story, Payless tricked people into paying slightly more for a pair of shoes and up to $600 that typically run between $20 and $40.
Oh.
They sold $3,000 worth of shoes in hours within the opening.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, Laura, by the way, we got to talking about stuff. What do you want to say? I just picked up your call.
Well, I was just going to say that I listen to you. Me and my mom actually listen to you all the time. And I turn you on the TV most mornings, and me and my daughter will just sit there in the living room and listen to you guys in the morning. And I listen to your podcasts, and I love them. Anytime I'm driving anywhere, most of the time it'll just pop up automatically as iHeartRadio on my phone, and it's playing. And I also love Amy's podcast, so I'm so excited for those. I've already listened to all of them.
Amy's got one called The Four Things Podcast. You like that, huh?
Yes, I do. It's great.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you listening on iHeartRadio or listening to the show live. And, man, go do your deal, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You guys have a good day.
You have a good day. Have a Merry Christmas. Probably won't talk to you until after Christmas, so have a Merry Christmas.
All right.
All right, there we go. Look at that. Heck, we did a whole segment with the caller. I like that.
That's fun.
She knew the story.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
Blake Shelton shared that he will be hosting a special Elvis All-Star tribute on the same network that aired Elvis Presley's comeback special 50 years ago. The show airs February 17th on NBC. Hootie and the Blowfish announced their group therapy tour, their first tour in over a decade, with plans to also release their first album in almost 15 years. The tour brings along Bare Naked Ladies and kicks off on May 30th in Virginia Beach. Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots' fourth annual Million Dollar Show for St. Jude was announced, with Luke Bryan, Lady Antebellum, Cole Swindell, and John Party, plus more performing. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Central on BobbyBones.com. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So firefighters, they responded to this house fire in South Dakota, and they used thermal imaging equipment to detect if there was anybody, animal, anything in the house.
Oh, wow.
And they found a dog in the garage. Again, through the thermal imaging. So they went in. The garage was up in flames, by the way. But they went in, found the puppy in the fire, pulled it out. The dog was unresponsive. So they performed CPR. It worked. A few minutes later, the dog was back to normal, bouncing around like nothing ever happened.
That's good. I like that. I like how technology is actually allowing us to save things, especially too with people that drown or they're drowning, and they fly out those drones to get to them faster, and they drop life jackets.
Because
you can only get out so fast as a human. Let's say you're going to jump off the stand and swim out and save someone if you're in the ocean. Imagine you have a drone, you just fly it out there. You still go out there and probably grab them, but boom, boom. This here, the thermal imaging, just put it over the whole house. That's also how they find drugs sometimes. They do thermal imaging over a house.
Whoa.
Drugs are hot?
Yeah, if they're like growing.
Oh, they're cooking.
Or cooking.
Cooking. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so they find the
Dang,
heat.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. How about that? I got a lot of friends in jail.
That knowledge.
Yeah. That's how I know. Amy, thank you. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from West Virginia. A man was driving down the road in his pickup truck, smoking a cigarette, and he's like, oh, this cigarette's done. He tries to throw it out the window, blows in the back, and catches his own truck on fire as he's driving down the road.
I wonder what was in the back of his truck, did it say?
Two bicycles and a couple other things, and he had to pull over and jump out of the truck.
Yeah, I bet if you look in your rear view and you're like, what is happening back there? Like, in my neighborhood, there is this blue light that they put on top of a power pole. You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen it, yeah.
And every time I'm driving away from it, I think I'm getting pulled over. And I know it's there. And every time it pops up in my rear view, and I'm like, oh, what did I do? And it's always on top of this pole. It's never not been on top of the pole. And I look at my rear view, and I'm like, oh my goodness. But that guy, after he threw a cigarette out, he had to be like, what's happening behind me?
He's like, I must be going really fast.
Oh my goodness, I'm on fire.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah,
the Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, coming up in a few minutes, our favorite car jams of right now. Like, you're in the car, this song comes on, you just go, oh, I gotta turn this up. So that's coming up in a second. But now, speaking of music, I mean, you know my nickname, right?
Yeah, the King Dingling of Dance.
Well, that's my other nickname.
No, not that one?
No, the one about music.
Oh, country music's youngest historian.
That's right. That's what they call me. And so
my
I do
bad.
This. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
So on this day in country music, it's a long time ago, too. 1957, Elvis has a number one country song with Jailhouse Rock.
Country?
Yeah. Song written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who also wrote Hound Dog.
Down to the Jailhouse Rock.
But this was part of that movie, Jailhouse Rock.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen the movie. I just have seen the video from the movie.
Yeah, they're all musicals that he did. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do
the Jailhouse Rock with me. Let's rock. The song was a massive hit. It was number one on the country chart for a week, and then it went over to the pop chart. It was number one for 7 weeks, then number one on the R&B chart. Number one in the UK. By the way, Elvis has 11 number one country songs.
Wow.
And Amy, what's the deal about Elvis? He is in the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame.
That's right. And who's the other artist to be in both?
Johnny Cash.
That's right. There you go. On this day in 1957, Elvis has the number one country song with Jailhouse Rock. Pretty cool, huh?
That's awesome.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
All right, the two remaining players are Amy and Eddie. So what I'm going to do is give you guys a country song played on saxophone. They're all number one songs. You just have to name it. You guys tied last hour. For example, this is Garth Brooks' The Dance. You can hear it, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, name the country song by the saxophone. Ready, Amy? Ready, Eddie?
Yeah.
Ready.
Here we go. Pulled her headphones out so she can sing along to the song that's playing.
So central.
All right, Amy, I need an answer.
Title. Okay.
What do you have?
God Bless the Broken Road.
Eddie?
God Bless the Broken Road.
That took you a while, Am, huh?
Well, because, yeah. I've seen the whole thing, and then I was like, what's the title? Is it Title Broken Road? Is it God Bless the Broken Road?
All right, name this one. A number one country song played on saxophone. This is the Christmas party last night. Someone just played saxophone, all the hits.
Got it. Ooh, that was close.
Amy?
The House That Built Me.
Eddie?
The House That Built Me.
There you go.
Oh, I just had that Amy syndrome happen where I had to listen to the whole thing and sing it through. If I could touch this
place, Sophie. We're still in a tie between you two.
Oh, this is hard.
You haven't missed one yet, either one of you. So we're going to do buzz in if you know it.
Okay.
Ready? Buzz in with your name. First one to get it wins. Last one.
Eddie.
What?
Eddie?
Still the one.
Mike, can I give him that or no? I can't give him that.
What? You can't give me
sorry.
That one?
Still the one is not the answer. Amy, would you like to listen
to it? Yes, I would love to listen to it.
Go ahead.
You're still the one.
You're still the one.
That's it. Amy, the big winner.
Oh my goodness.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
And there's Amy's winning song. Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you. Kill you makes you
fighter. The Bobby Bones Show.
Tammy in Virginia, what's going on?
Hey, Bobby.
What's up? Where are you in Virginia?
I'm in Virginia Beach.
Was just there over the weekend.
So I heard. My daughter just told me I'm driving my daughter and my son to school. Every morning they have to listen to your show.
No, well, aren't they good kids? Give them a raise. Do you give kids raises? Is that a thing?
No.
You don't? Oh.
And so I'm trying to get them to talk to you because they're here and they're so shy.
Oh, that's all right. They have to talk. Just tell them I say hello and Amy says hello and Lunchbox says hello. You guys listen every day driving in?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
They're still shy. Well, kids,
yes,
eat your vitamins, say your prayers, eat the vegetables. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. They don't like that.
Vegetables, that's the best, right?
Vegetables, that's right. Well, thank you very much for listening. Appreciate that. Driving in the car, By the way, I wonder, what are your car jams right now?
Oh, yeah.
Meaning, you're driving in the car, song comes on, you got to turn it up. Because you're like, this is the jam. Amy.
Kane Brown, Lose It.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and normally my kids control my car jams right now, and my son's obsessed with Kane Brown.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was heaven. I don't think you know what yeah. you're doing to me again. My heart keeps giving a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swinging to the music. Girl, that body. That's a good one.
Whenever that Jake Owen song comes on, Down to the Honky Tonk,
oh, for sure.
Yeah. The world shuts down. I'm like, yeah. Hey, baby, quiet. I go down.
I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk.
I mean, this is such a jam right here.
I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk.
That one, Amy?
Yes.
Eddie, you like that one?
I love it.
I'm not crazy, right? Like, that's an awesome song.
No, it's so good.
Ain't nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll be Eddie, what's yours?
Mine. I'm like Amy. My kids control my radio, so right now it's Maroon 5 and Cardi B with that "Girls Like You." Yeah.
Oh, jam. I need a girl like you. Yeah.
And then Cardi comes in.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
dance no more.
I
make money moves. It's so good.
That song's so good. The only part that says in my head is that, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah. Maybe it's 6:45. Lunchbox, what's the song right now?
Oh, easy. Love Wins, Carrie Underwood. You got to turn this up in your car. Like, it comes on, and you're like, man, this is so beautiful. And you just jam.
How's it go?
It's talking about brothers and sisters, and we're happy, and we're together, and we're one, and we're happy, and we make everything better. Like, we are all united.
This was not what I expected from you. You know the song?
Yeah. Just tell me this does not put
she
you in a good mood.
She just said sisters and brothers.
No, I know the song. I was just saying if he really knew it.
He knew it.
He just likes to talk about Carrie Underwood and make gross noises. And be like, Carrie.
But listen to her.
When she did this at the CMAs and brought the choir out, it was awesome. See, he kind of did a groan there, too. See, there he is.
Turn her off! Come on!
These are our car jams right now. Morgan number two does our digital. What do you have over there?
Mine's Happier by Marshmello.
Oh, yeah. Do you know this one?
Which one's that one? Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be
happier. When the evening falls, and I'm left there with my... Yeah, it's a good one, too. I'm an image of you being with someone else while it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course. We pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Lunchbox, I'm really surprised that you like that song.
Man, it's a jam. I
know. He throws his arms up.
In the end, love
okay,
wins.
All right, you're good. Good?
No, keep going. Hand in
hand, he's trying to match a word that he knows for those watching.
He can't do it. Yeah.
I believe in the end. Love wins.
There he is. Come on. Very nice. Right. There he is. Yes. The Bobby Bones Show. Becca in St. Louis. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hi. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. What do you want to say?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I love this show, and I know that you talk about sometimes that you want everybody to always be early and on time, and I'm starting a new job next week, so I'm getting up really early every day, and so I've been listening to your show, not just on replay on iHeartRadio, but every day at 5 a.m., so I'm getting motivated to get ready.
So wait, what time do you have to be at work now in the new job?
I have to be there at 6 a.m., so I'm getting up at 4:30, just in time to listen to Bobby Bones Show on the Bull.
Why 4:30?
Why 4:30? Just because I like to be early everywhere, be on time, show up, be dedicated, you know.
Like, I like that. Here's the problem with getting a little too fancy too quick.
is that you can never quite stay with it. It's like going, hey, I'm going to run a marathon, and for my first day, I'm going to go run 7 miles. That's tough. And you'll go run 7 miles, and the next day, your feet will hurt and be bloody, and you'll be sore, and then you won't want to go run again the next day. So I would encourage you to slowly get into this waking up a little earlier phase. It's awesome just to go, I'm changing my life. But you never change your life without a big change. You change your life with tiny little steps.
Yeah.
You know, you start looking way up the ladder instead of one rung at a time. You miss a lot of steps. You fall back down the ladder. So that's what I would encourage. So you know, wake up at like 5 a.m. How is that? How about that?
Okay.
And then slowly, if you feel good with that, peel back to 4:30.
All right.
You know, just a bit of advice from someone who loves to be on time. Last night at my Christmas party, I said, do not be late, but also do not be early. And you know what? Everybody walked in within 1.5 minutes of each other, except Lunchbox, who was an hour late. But everybody else walked in. It was like 6:44, 6:45, 6:46. Like Eddie was 1 minute late.
Yeah. So it was just par
not
for
bad.
The course.
Right.
So it was just par for the course.
Totally on brand.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone screener, Hillary, she was out. Hey, here it is. This is her waiting near my house, right?
So I'm already kind of close to Bobby's house. We were told not to be late, but not to be early. So I'm just kind of sitting down the road being a little creepy, but just waiting for a good time to go up to his door.
There you have it.
So annoying.
And that's how it should be done right there.
So awkward.
No problem.
You see what you're making people do?
Yeah.
Sit outside creepily.
Be disciplined in their life.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yesterday they announced that Darius... Hootie is Darius Rucker, but they're going back on a tour next year. I'm so excited. This album, Cracked Review, was one of my favorite ones in like junior high, high school. Played the tape so much, I burnt it out. 44 cities. And I'm going to try to go to at least 40 of them. That's my goal. I loved Hootie and the Blowfish. And just let her cry. I love Darius now. I texted Darius yesterday.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, you know how those people that follow Fish and Widespread Panic to every show? Because those two jam bands, people just travel with them.
Yes. One of my best friends from high school was one of the followers.
Like Grateful Dead, that happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fish heads, dead heads.
They go everywhere.
And I said, I'm about to be a Hootie head. And he was like, well, we got you covered on tickets. So, yeah. Excited about that. Two of my coolest moments. One, because Darius and I are buds, and we worked in different types of music together too. And so we did this thing for Billboard, and they were like, "Hey, these are the people that are, you know, breaking the rules in country music." And Darius and I, they had a story about us together. And Darius, my very first ever radio interview when I was 17 years old, first ever. Like I was just a snot-nosed kid, and then we did a charity event once, and Darius came down to the charity event, and I got him to play a cut from a Hootie record. He's like, we haven't played that in 10 years. And he played it, one of the coolest moments ever. And not only that, last year at our Million Dollar Show, he came out and played, and he jumped out on stage early while our band, The Raging Idiots, was playing. And he was doing a Purple Rain he jumped out on, and I was like, okay, dude, you're going to come out early. I'm going to make you sing Hold My Hand. And so Darius is like, fine. Is this us singing Hold My Hand?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I probably butchered. I haven't heard this back.
I got a hand on your plan. I want to run with you. Never run with you now. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. I'll take you to a place where you can be. Hold my hand.
I'm doing pretty good there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Loud and
clear.
I was kind of hitting the... My throat's a little off today, but...
I got a hand on your plan. I want to run with you.
Yeah, there I am.
There you are.
Never run with you now. Hold my hand.
I was jamming out, man. That was awesome.
Do you think that's maybe why he decided to go back on the road? Because he played that with us?
I hear that Darius wanted to make me happy and decided to put a whole 44 city tour.
That's what it was. All right.
And then the Bare Naked Ladies, who I still love and listen to their music.
Come on.
Still... They're all with them too?
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
So yeah, man, it's good. I'm excited about that.
I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed.
I wonder if we can find Darius and I doing Beastie Boys together. Is that up there somewhere? Let's just do that all day.
Yes.
Play songs with me and Darius.
Bobby and Darius all day?
All day. 10 in a row. Okay, tell me something good coming up. By the way, I'm super excited about that. That's 44 cities. You know those other guys got to be pumped, too.
Oh, for sure.
They've just been chilling.
Yeah, well, they all do different things.
Right, well, they work, but just
like,
the
I
band.
Know all their names, too.
What are their names?
Hey, Eddie, don't question me. It's like somebody going to a Garth Brooks record and being like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
I was looking at some of the pictures, and like, Dean, they all have different hair now. Like, because they're all older.
Look at you,
yeah,
Dean.
Yeah, don't Mark, don't worry about that. You know, Sony, don't worry about
oh,
that.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Okay.
Don't worry about that. You know what I mean? Here's Darius and I doing Beastie Boys together. That's Darius. The Ryman Auditorium. Come on. You gotta fight for your right. I'd like to make the announcement. Darius has asked me to come open for him all 44 dates.
Amazing. Is that right?
Nope, not at all, but... good. How come nobody tells me I'm pretty good?
Oh, you know you're good.
No, I'm not really very good. I got to play the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and I got a throat issue.
Yeah.
So I'm probably just going to... What do I do?
Vocal rest.
Is that why you keep spraying that stuff in there?
Dude, I abuse Chloraseptic. I might have a problem. This is my second bottle since last night.
Second bottle?
I just spray it. Yeah, I got a sore throat like crazy.
I thought you were doing the bad breath thing for a little bit, and then I realized it was Chloraseptic.
Yeah, I woke up yesterday with a... You know how you go to sleep, and you wake up, and you're like, oops, I made it right.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And now I'm like, ugh, hold on a minute. Let me get a spray in.
You missed your mouth. Try it again.
I didn't even get
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
My boys from Metallica, they're out on tour, and they decided they wanted to do something, and they give back when they're on tour. So they're stopping by food banks in every city and making donations. So their latest concert was in Salt Lake City. Dropped by the food bank. Donated $10,000. So here you go.
And then rock their faces off. Yeah.
That's right.
Take my hand. Rock the never land.
I like that. That's a good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You wanted a segment about food, so num num num.
It's time for Food World Num 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 with Morgan number 2.
Tomorrow, Cheesecake Factory is celebrating its 40th anniversary, and they're giving away 40,000 slices of free cheesecake. All you have to do is order Cheesecake Factory on DoorDash and enter the code FREESLICE.
Yeah, I had some Cheesecake Factory on Saturday night, Virginia Beach.
Delicious?
Delicious. And you know, I don't eat a lot of sweets, but since after Dancing with the Stars, I've kind of said, you know what, I don't care, I'm just going to get fat for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I got a little bit, I'm a little soft.
Oh my gosh.
I am a little soft. My pants are a little tight, I'll be honest with you. But at Cheesecake Factory, I had the old Oreo. You know, that's just a good flavor for everything. You just can't go wrong with Oreo anything.
Yeah.
Milkshake, cheesecake, cookie. All good.
Now, cheesecake is made of what? Cream cheese?
Who cares? Yes.
Like, I don't understand
magic?
How that's good, but it's really good.
Well, sugar.
Makes sugar. Everything good.
And cheesecake.
Sugar and cheese. It's amazing.
And Oreo.
Yeah.
So this happens tomorrow, and you have to use the app DoorDash.
Yeah, and there's only 40,000, and that's the entire country, so make sure you do it pretty early.
I don't have DoorDash. Do you guys use DoorDash?
No.
I use Uber Eats, and if that's going slow, I use Postmates to have food delivered. Remember when we used to just call the place and be like, do you deliver?
Yeah.
It's not even a thing anymore.
And if not, you had to drive there and pick it up yourself.
And the crazy thing is, sometimes you have to go sit in a restaurant and actually eat the food.
That's nuts.
What's happening now?
Come on.
These kids. All right, Morgan number 2, is that it?
That's it.
That was Food World with Morgan number 2.
Nom, 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 nom.
The holidays are approaching, and you may be thinking about how you're going to save some extra money. Consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Compare that to the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for listeners to receive this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
A couple things to catch you guys up on in a bit. Amy's son gets sent home for head lice yesterday, and I've been there many, many, many times as a kid. So I want to get into that because I was worried Amy was coming to my house with head lice.
Yeah.
And I missed them. I hadn't had them in a while, so I was like, good to see you. So that happens. Also, we will get over to the Christmas party last night at my house. So all that on the way in just a bit. But first, over to Morgan number two with, no, Amy with the Morning Corny. We're going to do the food world. Got too many worlds and cornies.
The Morning Corny.
What is Bruce Lee's vegan brother called?
What's Bruce Lee's vegan brother called?
Brocco Lee.
I mean, dated.
What?
A little bit.
What?
Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 25. Do you know who Bruce Lee is?
Isn't he like some karate guy?
Yeah.
That's about all I got.
That works.
Okay. You guys want it or no?
I mean, I kind of like it.
All right, go ahead. There you go. Clap it out. There it is. There
okay.
Do you like it, Bones?
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Stop.
They're just getting a little dated, you know?
What?
I mean, he did die a long time ago.
Yeah.
He's dead?
He's dead.
Yeah. I didn't know he was dead.
Yeah. And then his son died.
What?
Because he was doing a movie with a gun with a blank in it, so I put a robot bullet in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was his son?
That was his son.
I forgot about that. But honestly, I didn't know Bruce Lee was dead. Rest in peace.
He is. It would be like Amy going, you know what? What do you call the Three Stooges that happened? You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Oh, come on. That's not that dated.
Oh. What do you call Dennis the Menace?
The Bobby Bones Show.
We had our Christmas party at my house last night, and producer Eddie made notes.
I gave it a solid A.
Oh, for the party?
Yeah, it was a great party. Oh. I enjoyed myself, and here are some of the notes I took.
Okay, what is this, a list? Or?
It's just a list of things that I observed.
Okay, are you ready, Eddie?
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead. Number one.
Number one, it started off with a kind of a little bit of controversy, a little bit, because you were told everyone to be there on time. Lunchbox was an hour late.
Did anyone know he was going to be late, though?
I didn't.
He said he had a soccer game. He'd say he'd be a little late.
Because we kept waiting for the picture, and we were like, we're not going to start eating until Lunchbox gets here.
I was busy doing things. I honestly thought he was there.
And he was like, he is here, right?
And apparently he was stuck outside because he knocked on the door and we couldn't hear him. But I don't remember hearing the door.
Just open the door.
Just push it
wide open. Sure. I rang the doorbell. I didn't want to be rude.
So for like an hour, you just waited out there?
I had to call Morgan number two to come let me in.
What else, Eddie?
Big, big party foul. Bobby decided we were going to open up a bottle of Dom.
Uh-huh.
Something Little Big Town gave him like five years ago.
Little Big Town sent me that.
Oh, okay.
They sent me a different bottle.
Somebody sent this to you like years ago. We were like, we got to chill it. We put it in the freezer.
We Googled how much it was.
Yeah. We forgot to get it out of the freezer. And we didn't realize till the end of the party that it was in there.
I pulled it out. Yeah. I was like, I guess you guys don't want this.
Yeah.
So dumb.
I don't know who got me that.
Yeah. Maybe it was a gift.
Yeah, it was definitely. I would not. I don't drink. So.
I know. But it was just fun. I was like, we're so lame. We like had to Google how much it was.
Eddie?
Everyone said I look like Mr. Rogers. That was no fun.
That's really good. You had on a sweater with a tie underneath it.
I mean, I thought I'd dress normal.
Go ahead.
But whatever. We all left with a lot of food, which was awesome. I love that.
Me too, because I don't want to deal with it.
Right. And then we all left with gifts.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That's true. So I got everybody the best headphones you can get. Those are the best headphones you can get.
I'm wearing them right now, and the show sounds great.
Oh, wow. Does it sound even better with those headphones?
Better than I've ever heard it.
They're these new Bose sound-canceling headphones, and so I got them. And I was like, yeah, I'll get them for everybody else. And so and then I also paid for the dinner and the party last night. And then I still get a note from Lunchbox going, what'd you get us for a gift for Christmas?
Oh, my goodness.
No. What I was saying is you got us that for the Christmas party at your house.
It's not a Christmas party. It's a gift.
Well, I know. We appreciate the gift. It was awesome. It was like a thank you for coming gift, like a gift bag. And so I just didn't know if we were getting a bigger gift when we give each other presents.
I will give a gift based, and I won't do it tomorrow, but based on what Lunchbox gets me in this gift exchange here, will be what I do for this. He always wants gifts, so let's put him under the same pressure. You guys are all under the pressure. If Lunchbox gets me a great gift tomorrow, I will get the rest of the show something cool.
So
but you already did give us something cool. You don't need to be
under
any pressure.
Oh, I know. I did.
Like, you hosted the party. You paid for everything. We got to come over, and you gave us the headphones. Like, you didn't have to do that either.
Right, he didn't have to, and he doesn't.
He didn't have to pay for all the food that we had last night, which was amazing.
By the way, Hillary, our phone screener, I have you on a gift list. you're going to get the best gift of the entire show. It's something, the category is something you already own.
Yeah.
But she's going to get the best gift. I'm just letting everybody know.
I can't wait to see what it is.
Man.
She's going to, what's up?
Because I was looking around your house last night.
Yeah, I was looking around your house. I was like, there's some nice things here.
And I bring her my cupboard.
And I went back to my house. And I was like, man, I don't know what I'm going to bring Bobby from this house. But
well, you can always think outside the box, too, with this. It's just something you own. That's all that matters. So Hillary will be getting a wonderful gift from me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Amy is giving Raymundo a gift. You guys have yours?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I just have to go over it with my husband because I'm going to take it from him.
And then Lunchbox is giving me a gift. So based on what he gives me, because he always wants, gimme, 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 let's see what he does for his boy here.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean,
I'm trying to, honestly, though.
I mean, what do I have that Bobby wants? That's right. A problem.
Really?
I mean, that's the issue here.
When you say think outside the box, can you give a hint?
Mm-mm.
That'll only benefit you if you help him out, because he's going to go home and look at his house and be like, well,
here's a spoon.
I've been looking at my house, and boy, it's not a lot there.
So that's, tomorrow's the gift-giving competition. I think it's not a competition anymore, is it?
No, it's going to be. Everything's turned into a competition.
It used to be, but
I mean, Hillary's going to win, so it's fine.
Yeah, Hillary's going to get the best gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say it's small.
Okay. Ray's going to like mine.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow around this time. We will do the gift-giving. Eddie, who are you giving it to? Morgan number two?
Morgan number two, yeah.
How's that coming
and well, I have about five different things I want to give her. But I think I need to narrow it down. But I have like a group of things like, ooh, I should give her all of this stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, why not? Because
I keep everything.
A gift basket.
Okay. I might do that. Put it all in a box.
Give her a gift basket. Like,
all right.
Here you go.
Okay.
Just give her a bunch of clothes you don't want anymore.
Right. That's some of the stuff I was looking at.
So that's tomorrow. Amy, the party last night, how'd it feel? How'd you feel?
Oh, I think it went good. Definitely, I thought the food was so good. I love that we all sat around the table together and ate, and we passed it around family style. It was cool. And then, yeah, that was the best part. The worst part was when I was trying to take food home to go, and I spilled it on your rug.
She dropped it. Didn't spill it. Dropped all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I dropped the whole thing, and some of it was like this dip that is like brown. And like went all over your rug, and it was really hard to get up. But I've already contacted Zero Res. They're coming over today or tomorrow.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I felt so bad. I was like, I texted the guy there right away. I was like, ew.
Amy has the carpet cleaners on speed dial.
Wow.
Yeah, I
do. It happens a lot.
Yes, kids, dog, all the things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, and you guys all left on time? It's amazing. Everybody got
well,
there
you
on time.
Reminded us.
Yeah,
I don't think I did. I never
maybe somebody mentioned it. Oh, I know what it was. We were like, hey, should we stay and clean up? I know you want us to leave at a certain time. And they're like, no, I'd rather you guys just leave. Well, I'll clean it up.
Yeah, we started to clean. And then Bobby was like, no, just go.
Yeah,
just
I cleaned it up. No big deal.
Don't worry about that. You guys can just go.
Just go ahead and go. I clean.
Like, we're on the move cleaning the house.
And a lot of the girls stayed and cleaned anyway.
Oh, okay.
But Morgan number two stayed. Hillary stayed.
They're
Amy,
just nice.
Amy
then.
Stayed. Yeah.
And I stayed extra to clean the carpet.
And then Amy stayed. She was like, my babysitter's got to go. I got to go.
I was literally
and
leaving.
She dropped all the food. It's on my Instagram. There's an Insta story last night. My name's Mr. Bobby Bones of the whole party. I have a fireplace. Never worked it before. Eddie took it apart. Eddie couldn't get it to work, right? He's like, I don't know what to do. Morgan number two walks over and goes, here's how to do it. Ba-doom. Set it up.
Wow.
That's the whole thing.
All right, that's how it went down.
Yeah, that is how it went
down. No, you're not lying.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
I wonder, though, and listeners can chime in on this. Listen, you can Google those headphones if you want.
Well, no, I'm not Googling them. I know the
I'll
quality just by listening.
And then secondly.
What do you wonder, though?
Well, let's like, you didn't get us anything.
Why do you let him get to you?
That's, yeah,
it's what
matter.
He does. He's ungrateful, and
no,
he does
no, no.
this every year.
No, no, no. I say thank you for the headphones. I say thank you. Like, it's a really nice gift, but I just didn't know if there was going to be another gift when we do it on air so people know that you're getting us something else, like we can expect something bigger.
No.
Oh.
I'll base it on what you get me tomorrow, since this is how you like to do it.
I mean, that's just, I think that's unfair because I don't have anything big to give you that I own. Like, I don't have anything.
Okay, well, we'll see tomorrow. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Your TV's pretty big.
That's true. Car.
You have a nice car.
You can get that 05 Altima.
There you go.
200,000 miles.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll do our gift giving.
But you guys, look, you guys were all talking about, like, hey, is Bobby going to get us something else, or is this it? So
Who's you guys? I never said that
ever.
Neither did I. Okay, well.
And you callers can call in if you think that I owe Lunchbox more.
Yeah.
And it's just not me, it's everybody. Everybody.
Who else is in on this?
Me?
Who thinks I owe them more?
Come on, guys. Oh, now we're going to act shy.
Okay, call out names. Who are you talking about?
Eddie.
I did not say it. Quit lying. I didn't say that.
Raymundo.
Raymundo?
Did you say Raymundo?
Yeah.
I wasn't even there when we all opened it.
No, I didn't open it. Guys, come on, Amy.
Well, I'm done with this conversation.
Don't listen to him.
The party was awesome. The pictures are up at Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Thank you very much. Come back. Bobby Bones. Susan, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're on the show. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that I think the headphones is a great gift, and no one should expect anything more.
So Lunchbox wants another gift, a bigger gift, and he's upset that I only gave him headphones.
Well, you know what? You should always appreciate whatever you're given, regardless of whether it's big or small, expensive or non-expensive.
Your thoughts, Lunchbox?
I do appreciate it. I just think that what I was saying is there a second gift coming? I thought that gift was for the Christmas party we attended. So then the next Christmas party we have, there should be another gift.
Oh, so he thinks that was more of like a party favor.
Right.
Like
a party favor.
The party favor was I paid for all the food. I paid for everything. That was a party favor. You want to chip in on dinner? Then I get you a new gift with that money you chip in on dinner with.
Okay.
How about that?
Oh, wait. No, because then that's just me buying myself a gift.
Janice, you're on.
Hi, sweetie. I think what you got them was efficient enough. And I love Lunchbox, don't get me wrong. I love him. But he's just being stingy right now.
Yeah, I don't know about right now, but all the time. Yeah. Hey, one more time. Kirsty, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So I actually think that Lunchbox might just be using the wrong words to describe it. Because in some of the other shows, you guys had talked about gift bags being a possibility, and
they talked about gift bags.
Yes, thank you.
I never did.
Smart
I was
woman.
Never right, getting. Right. I was never getting. You know what the gift bag was? They all took bags of food home. There's your gift bag.
Oh yeah.
No, I know that, but and I think that when he's saying a bigger gift, maybe he probably shouldn't use that wordage. That's not sounding too good on his part. But I think that maybe he was just thinking it was a gift bag. But you're right. I mean, you paid for the party and you hosted the party, and I think that that should suffice.
Jesus is the reason for the season, not gifts. Mm-hmm. Right, Amy?
Yes.
Tell this guy over here.
And sometimes it helps if you just practice giving to others. It'll make you feel better than receiving. Like, go out and do something nice for somebody else.
You don't like that?
No, I'd rather have a present given to me than me give one away.
You're like, just really fixated on that.
Well, I just, honestly, do you get more joy out of seeing someone open a present or you opening a present yourself? You opening a present yourself. Let's be real.
I don't really get presents anymore.
Oh. Yeah.
I get more joy out of giving people things than
there
getting
things.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. See? So.
Maybe, yeah.
And I gave you something last night, and it was joyful for me to give all of you guys something.
And we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
We do appreciate it. I just thought there might be more.
I woke up this morning with a sore throat. What'd you feed me last night?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. It wasn't anything you ate.
Yeah, it was all veggies.
I know. It was pretty much all veggies. When Amy comes over, and Amy kind of orchestrated. Amy did the organization of the party.
Yes.
And we had lots of vegan options and vegetarian options.
Because we have vegans and vegetarians. Yeah. And there was meat, y'all.
I will say this, that the chicken nuggets were fantastic. The Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
Oh, those were great.
Nice touch.
It was a nice touch.
I mean, there was like a lemon garlic chicken, but then, yeah. We had a request for nuggets, so I made sure those were there.
Raymundo asked for... No, who asked chicken nuggets?
Morgan, number one, asked for the nuggets, and Raymundo asked for the toaster strudel, so they got that.
Did you eat your toaster strudel, Raymundo?
Yeah, knocked out five of them this morning.
Oh, wow, so you just took them to go.
Yeah, everything was to go, basically.
Okay, there you have it.
Yeah. Well, did y'all like it, though, even though it was, like, sort of healthy but good?
I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Lunchbox, did you get your item?
No, I didn't get my item.
What did you ask for?
Cheesecake. There's no cheesecake.
Sorry. On the official text thread, you put the Titans cheerleaders.
I put cheesecake right before that. Right when you said, what food would you like? First thing I replied was cheesecake. And, I mean, we go out of the way to make the vegan salad.
What do you mean we? You did nothing. Well, you showed up an hour late and didn't do eat.
Yes. Lunchbox, I'm sorry. All I remembered was that you asked for the Titans. I'm sorry. My fault. I'll get you a cheesecake tomorrow.
I felt bad that we go out of the way for everybody else on the show. Food request and mine,
you didn't even get there on time.
I had other obligations I had, so I came when I could, you know, and when my schedule fitted, I showed up. That's how it works.
I offered him a mirror ball cookie because the mirror ball, like these cute little cookies with Santa hats made, and Lunchbox was like, I don't like icing.
I was like, okay.
I don't like cake because I don't like the icing.
He did take. I saw him take a bite of one of the cookies and then go, and like make that what? Face like he's scraping his tongue.
Oh my gosh! I ate like three.
I know. I was like, why would you even make that face even if you didn't like it? He's such a child.
No, it was just it was a natural reaction. I tried.
Like, he literally got his fingers bounced and scraped his tongue. Like,
wait, he ate a cookie.
A bite.
Then put his hands in his mouth and scraped the food off his tongue.
He threw the cookie back on the plate and then scraped his tongue with his fingers. Like, get that taste off my tongue.
Gosh. I mean, I tried
He's
to
He's a child.
In public?
Yeah, at the dinner table.
Listen, if cheesecake would have been there, I wouldn't have had to make that face. But I tried
That's
the cookie
my fault.
And it was like,
sorry. Sorry, all I saw was Titans cheerleaders, and I was like, this guy's crazy. So I'll bring you a cheesecake.
Raymundo brought a gift to the house last night, which I thought was very nice.
Oh, he awesome. Did?
Yeah. I mean, that's my girlfriend, dude. That was all her idea.
Yeah. Oh. He was the only one that showed up with like a gift favor.
What did you bring?
I brought a bottle of wine.
Yeah, thanks. I don't
But
drink.
You drank it. That was for you.
Oh, so did you, Eddie.
I took a little drink out of it.
Okay, well, I didn't show up empty-handed.
That's right. You had something for you.
No, for everybody. Mm. I didn't know what I was going to drink, but then when we opened it, I was like, okay, that's what
I want. Is it customary to take something
Yes.
new?
I mean, I guess I should have brought a candle or something, but I was... I brought the cookies.
Yeah, no, it was good. I'm giving you a hard time.
Oh, man.
Okay.
What?
I didn't know we were supposed to bring
Merry Christmas,
anything.
Everybody.
Thank you. That's what happens when we get all of us together. Again, it's all about my Insta story. Mr. Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones, come on. What do you have, Anne?
So there's this guy who's proposing to his girlfriend. He thinks she's so awesome that he bought 6 engagement rings of different shapes and sizes for her to choose from. So when he proposed with all 6, and he was basically like, take your pick.
Hmm. How rich was he?
He's a former... It says here he's a male model and former professional athlete, but man, I don't know. His name's Dennis Brown II.
I don't know. Doesn't mean he didn't have any money, but man, that seems like a money.
Oh, yeah. His whole proposal was elaborate. But even if you didn't do... I mean, you could, I guess, technically put a bunch of rings on your card and then go return them all. I don't think it's like he purchased them to keep them all. Or maybe he talked to the jeweler and was like, I want to give her 6 options. But anyway, people were giving him a hard time on Twitter saying he didn't know his bride-to-be well enough to know what she would like.
You know, I've known a lot of people, and I don't know what they would like as far as a ring. And maybe you don't talk about that to really surprise her.
Question though.
Go ahead.
You've, like, in your longer relationships, have you ever discussed anything to do with a ring?
That's funny you asked that, because no.
Yeah. So that's why you don't know.
Yeah, never.
Normally in a relationship, at some point it comes up, or you ask, like, her best friend or her sister or her mom or whatever. But, like, you've never even, like, dabbled.
Mm-mm.
Never even, like, just curiosity.
I don't even go to the house for Christmas.
That's true.
Never.
So like, but like, say the time did come for you to propose.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is like a cool move, or you should go one ring and just,
you know,
keep
I
it?
I think you base it on the person you're proposing to. If you think she'd like all the options, that's fun.
Yeah. For me, I don't like decisions. That'd be so hard to choose.
Yeah, I think it's probably fun for her. She enjoyed it. It made the story. I thought it was interesting. But I've never talked engagement. I was talking to an ex-girlfriend pretty recently, and she kind of warned me that she's doing a record and there are songs about me that maybe aren't so good.
Whoa.
Oh, I heard the title of one, and I was like, ouch.
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. Does it have your name in it?
I don't think my name's in it, no.
Oh.
You don't really do that.
Yeah. If you really want it, though, you can.
I guess.
But...
Well, we know by the title it's about him?
No.
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 But you'll know.
No, but...
It says Mirrorball in there?
Oh.
No.
Your dark rim glasses and your Mirrorball.
How do you feel about that?
Red shoes.
We didn't dive into...
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't have to say much. But how do you feel about that title? And what does that make you feel? Because I was like, ouch.
Well, so here's what I feel about art, right? Just make it and put it out. Mm-hmm. Period.
But that...
Because what I was asked was, do you want to hear the song before it goes out? Because it's not very good about you. And I was like, no, because I think you should make your art and put it out and then just live with it. Because first and foremost, you should be the artist that you are. And secondly, you better hope it ain't too bad because I got a microphone too.
No!
You know what I'm saying?
But does that title cause you to
talking
do
about,
any...
Dude.
The title cause you to do any self-reflection?
No.
No, you're like...
Because I know in my heart I try to have my relationships the best way I can. I've messed up, obviously, many times. But no, I think everybody has a right to their feelings. I do.
And so if someone wants to bash me in a song.
Oh, I can't wait, because then you can just bash back. But you can come back with a diss track of your own.
Diss track.
Nope.
Diss track.
Okay.
I mean, this is so great.
Like this
we're on to something.
Approached with caution.
No, well, no, there's no caution when you're writing a song about him. When you throw fire out there,
no,
guess
she
what?
Was thoughtful enough to reach out to him and say, "Hey, FYI, this song. Would you like to hear it before it goes out?" Like he's just gonna like go rogue on it right here.
Well,
how
about all I said was, I think you should really focus on you. And whatever you feel, you should put out. Who cares about me?
But did you mention I have a mic too?
Did you say that?
Did you
go, or is that what you saying
me,
it right now
me?
Behind the mic?
Ooh.
I think it's understood.
Oh.
Then it's like, of course I'm going to commentate.
Yes.
I do commentary on everything. It's my job. Do commentary.
This right. would be great.
Dude, this is John Mayer, Taylor Swift level.
It's not called Dear John, but yeah.
It's not we all
Dear
know.
Bobby. I don't even know if it's... Listen, the title's pretty...
The title is very, very much...
Oh, can you tell
For
us the
me,
title?
If
no,
somebody
no,
wrote a
out.
Song about oh. me and that was the title, I'd be like... Oh my gosh, like, I need to think about myself a little bit.
But I always think about myself, and I realize I've made mistakes for sure. We all make them. It's
yes,
just how
100%.
We learn from them, and I think I've learned a lot from them. I'm ready to be in a relationship. Speaking of which, there was another girl that I'd been out with a couple times. It wasn't really, you know, nothing serious. She invited me to her house for Christmas.
To meet the family?
Just for Christmas. Because, listen, Christmas, not the best for me. I don't really have family that I... And so... I thought that was kind of weird.
Weird or nice?
Both.
Like, it's nice.
Super nice.
Thoughtful, because she knows that you're alone.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to be anybody's pity party.
Okay.
Well, thoughtful,
why do you take
nice.
It as a thoughtful and nice? Because someone knows you're alone, it's not a pity party. Oh. It's like...
Oh, what's this?
Is this the track?
Yo.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Wait, no, go.
Wait. Yo, check it.
Yeah.
I know you made a song about me. I heard what you're saying.
Ooh.
Now here I am on the radio every single day. I'm playing. Now I'm on the mic. What you doing? I'm going to talk right back. Whoa, what is happening?
What?
I was just going and somebody started talking.
You ran out of beat.
You can't freestyle out of that.
Oh. Why not?
Because that girl just came out of nowhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
DJ.
It's somebody's track we stole real quick. And then we got busted. I was like, I told Mike, you're like, grab me a track real quick. But yeah. You already know. I know what you're gonna do. But wait until I come back at you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, put the song on the record. See what everybody says. And then here I come. I got some things that I wanna say. First of all, remember that time? No.
Oh, dude. How awesome would that be?
He's got a
microphone, too.
Oh, you're doing the song?
Yeah, I want to do the hook.
Okay. Here we go.
He's got a microphone, too.
You want to talk about me? You got things to say? I know we had a relationship. I was there from all day.
He's got a microphone too.
And you want to write it on a record and you want to make the music play? And I just want to be here and I got lots of things that I'm going to say.
He's got a microphone too.
Remember that time when we went on that trip? That's right. I was there for you.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Dang. This could be so good.
Yeah,
I'm kind of being funny, but not really,
because he's got a microphone too.
Because why?
He's got a microphone too.
You know what you joke about?
What,
your feelings?
Yeah,
I went by. That's when he jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So
he starts to make jokes.
That's true. Yeah, I try to do everything. I try to do the best I can, and here I am. I'm pouring my heart out, just like I was.
He's got a microphone too.
DJ. He just stole this beat from
You're
DJ Winslow.
To a diss track.
This is Power 90. Wait, what?
Oops, we can't use that.
All right. DJ 2DQ in the mix.
2D.
What up?
What up? That it? Everybody good?
Sounds awesome.
Man, I cannot wait.
I mean,
it may not even come out.
I guess.
What do you mean?
I don't know what's happening.
Because now she's probably like, okay, probably should have voted.
No, now she's fueled.
Wait, yeah, and you know
but
what
happened? But he's got a microphone, too.
That's it.
He's got a microphone, too.
I mean.
This just turned
I just
ugly.
Don't want this to be a thing.
It's not.
But honestly, the title, if the title is that, I'm super curious what the lyrics are.
Hey, it's art.
It's art.
It's an expression.
It's an expression.
So it's fine. Like, nobody's going to get their feelings
hurt. And you know what the thing is?
He's got a microphone, too.
Right, there it is. I'm kind of just kidding.
But you're not.
But I'm not. See, and when I want to say things, I just will. And so don't do that, because then you got to swallow a pill that may hurt you when it goes down your lorax.
Wow. What? You start getting technical with that. It's another word for an esophagus.
What? Oh, my gosh.
So dumb.
All right.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Imagine you're an EMT, you're driving an ambulance, and the person riding with you, who's also an EMT riding in the ambulance, is having a stroke as you're driving the ambulance.
What?
Isn't that crazy? That's what happened. And so, luckily, he was an EMT, and there was an EMT next to him. So he goes into action, saves him, drives him to the hospital, he's going to be fine. He is expected to make a full recovery and says having a stroke in the ambulance was like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
He said the other guy recognized something wasn't right. And my partner saved my life. Been working together for the last 2.5 years. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. It happened at the perfect timing.
In an ambulance.
Yeah, right next to someone that could help save him.
Or as Lunchbox would say,
An ambulance.
There you have it.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox has a newish baby. How old is he?
4.5 months.
So what's happening?
Man, it is crazy because we had to get rid of the size 1 diapers, and he upgraded to size 2 diapers, and it was like, and it's weird because it's emotional, because it's like he's growing up so fast, and you want him to grow up so you can see him grow and interact with you, but you want him to stay this small little baby. And so when I had to go to the store and exchange the size 1 for a size 2, it got a little choked up, man.
What does he do now?
He's starting to kind of giggle a little bit, kind of cooing, like he makes little noises, and he smiles a lot. And so that is really cool. And his eyes definitely like focus on you. And if you move across the room, he follows you across the room. If you come walking in the room and he hears your voice, he turns his head to find you. And it is awesome feeling.
That's the first time that's happened?
Yeah, first time it's happened. It's an awesome feeling to walk in the room and have your kid start facing you and start following you everywhere you go.
Amy has an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old, and her 8-year-old got head lice. And during the show yesterday, she got a call, and she was like, what? And so...
He had to be taken out of school.
I've been there, man. So was he embarrassed, or does he know enough about it?
He doesn't really know enough about it. I mean, his head had to be shaved. I think he's more embarrassed. Mm. He'd worked so hard to grow his hair out. I mean, he definitely had a really cool look going on, so he was more embarrassed that he had to shave his head and get rid of that. But I mean, he honestly was like super proud of all the little bugs. there was a lot.
Where do you think he got it?
I have no idea. I got checked. I'm clear. So we just need to, my daughter was still in school. I checked her a little bit. I don't see anything, but I need to have her like checked professionally, but she should be good. So I don't know. My friend is a teacher and she's like, look, if like they have pillows they lay on at school or share things, or if he ever puts on a hat from another kid, like it can just happen like that fast. But his case was so severe. The woman that helped us comb through it, she said that she has never seen a case like it.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, awesome. How long do you think he's had them? She's like, a really long time. And he kept telling me he was itching, remember? I told y'all I thought he had bed bugs. Then I was like, oh, just dog fleas. Well, turns out the bug I have, I took a picture of it. The bug I saw that I thought was, anyway, some weird flea. She was like, oh, yeah, no, that's lice. I was like, amazing. Mom of the year here. My son had lice. He's trying to tell me about it. And I had no idea because I didn't know what they looked like. Whew. It was intense, though.
So what happens today?
He has to sleep with olive oil in his hair for the next 4 nights. I got a note from the lice doctor, so he's allowed to go back to school today. Otherwise, he was going to have to stay home if I didn't get the note. He's getting a fresh new haircut because the lice person that shaved it, she's not a hairstylist, so it was a pretty rough little cut situation happening. And yeah, I mean, I just hope he goes to school and like feels okay and no one like picks on him or says anything, because it is normal. It happens. I even got a note from Kimberly from Little Big Town, sent me a DM because I posted on an Insta story when I was getting checked. And she said, I love that you put this out there. So many people are ashamed to admit that their kids bring home lice and there's nothing to be ashamed of. So I was like, oh, is this a thing like people are ashamed of?
I was going to send Stevenson a video message last night. Be like, yeah. Hey, dude, I had lice 6 times because I remember the grades I got kicked out of class. Every year I had head lice. And they would come in, that was hardcore. They would just walk in with toothpicks and go, all right, lice check.
Ugh.
In the middle of the class. And they would go, all right, Bobby has lice out in the hall. And they would send us out in the hall. And so you were taken out of the room and even ostracized.
Gosh. Yeah, I need to ask him more how it went down, because I know he was sent to the office, and then it was like, I hope today goes well, because hearing you say that makes me, I want to be more aware of his feelings, and if he's, because right now, because of the language barrier and Haiti and him not really ever going through this before or seeing another kid go through it, I just want to make sure when he returns to school today that nobody makes fun of him.
I hope they did it in a way that it was like, hey, we're doing, I don't know, something else, and they check and see it and ask him to leave. Because I was the poor kid who was, I didn't always take enough baths. I didn't always have a change of clothes for the next day, clean clothes for the second day of school. So I was kind of known as that anyway, like the poor kid.
Yeah.
And so when I got lice, it was brutal.
Just added to it.
It was brutal. So what I'm hoping is, but also when I went to school, I was on the free lunch program because we couldn't afford, you know, to buy school lunch. And it was crazy because they would stick us all in our own sideline. And you would go get in the free lunch line. And everybody would make fun of you because you're the ones that couldn't. I just think it's probably different now.
Yeah. Hopefully they've thought through that system.
It's a terrible system. Because all us free lunch kids, there were like nine of us. Everybody would point and laugh like, oh, you can't afford it. And at the time, it was just normal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough. And the lice thing was tough. And I was going to send him a message and be like, hey, man, all the cool people had lice. But then I thought, what if he doesn't think I'm cool? And then he's like,
No, they think you're cool. They already made you like a... Because I told him I was going to a Christmas party at your house. And when I got home last night, they had made a little Christmas basket for you. So I need to, I think they want to put a card, but.
Does it have lice in it?
No, but obviously they think you're cool. Because I didn't say anything to them about that. But they're like, oh yeah, it's Christmas time. We're supposed to think of others. So they put, I guess you were top of mind. And there was like a little bag for you.
Well, let me say this. Kids, if you're out there listening, two things. One, read books. I always say that. Read books. Mm-hmm. Books are cool. Read books. And two, you can get head lice from anything. A movie chair.
Yep.
A pillow, a hat. So what I say is, don't leave your house. Don't go to the movies. Don't use pillows.
And read books.
Yeah. It's not true.
Just sit and read books on the floor the whole time. But no, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's
like,
don't be embarrassed.
And parents, if you're embarrassed, don't be like, make it. If we make it not a thing, then kids aren't going to pick on other kids for it being a thing.
We had so much Ricks. I believe that's the stuff that you put in your head for lice.
Yeah.
They would send it home with me every year. And so then I always had extra. And so it happened again. I had like a surplus of Ricks every year. Hmm. Just open the medicine cabinet. I could like deal Ricks. Go out in the corner of my trench coat.
You need Ricks. You need Ricks.
Need some Ricks. Need a watch. Huh?
Real cheap.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but it's all right. Like, I'm only sorry that it was weird during the show.
Yeah.
And I'm only sorry if it made him feel sad or picked on. And I hope today it goes good.
Yeah. I hope so, too. So hopefully when he gets home, I get a good report. I'll keep you posted.
Your daughter laughed his haircut? His new,
yes,
his one.
And I thought that was going to kill him, because sometimes he can swing one way or the other. Like, it can go real south real quick, or he can stay on cloud nine, which is typically where he lives. And when she walked in the door, because he was home from school all day, so when she got home from school, he had a beanie on, because it really is a bad haircut.
Because the doctor just shaved it, not a hair person.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it just was like we were trying to save the hair. But the way she was having to pick through it, the way his scalp is so sensitive, he was crying. So I was like, oh, I don't want him crying. Just shave it. Like, tears are not worth awesome hair. So shave it. So then when she shaved it, I was like, oh, shoot. shoot. And then, yeah, when Stashira walked in from school, he took off his beanie and she died laughing. She was like rolling on the floor laughing at him. And I was like, oh, great. I'm going to deal with it. He's going to start crying. And he took it like a champ. He laughed with her and he was like, it's okay. He's like, I'm going to get a fresh cut tomorrow.
I love it.
It's going to look good. I was like, okay.
Well, let us know tomorrow how it goes.
I will.
Remember that story about that guy? He was 60, I think, right?
Yeah, he was 60. He wanted to be 40.
So he went to court because he's like, hey, why can't I change my age? And so what happened?
Yes.
Denied.
Why? What was the deal?
They said that it's a misrepresentation and that you have to be your legal age because I guess it's kind of like fraud or a misleading? I don't know the exact terminology.
He was 69. He argued that his age was causing him to struggle to find work and love. And the court rejected the request of a self-styled... He's a positivity guru, by the way.
Oh, good.
To shave 20 years off his age. Huh. How old do you feel? Because they say sometimes your real age isn't your like physical age. Amy, you are 37?
37.
Yeah, how old do you think you feel?
25.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, how do you feel?
I'd say 24.
Oh, and how old are you?
I'm 37. Yeah. I feel young, and the only thing that makes me feel not 21, I would say 21, but it's because I have a kid, so changing diapers ages me about 3 years, so I'd say 24.
Can you still party like 24?
I can still party like 24.
And you still play rec soccer every night pretty much?
Yeah, twice a week. Get out there and try to tear it up on the soccer field.
Are you losing a step?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, there's some guys that are faster than me now, but I'm smarter than they are. That's the difference. Mm. That's a bad sign if I'm smarter than them, but yes. Because I know how to pull the jersey, you know, get a little...
Pull the jersey?
You ever, like, hit them in their nads?
No, I've never done that. But there are guys, like, when I was younger, like, on a corner kick, you'd be going up for a header, and they would just... The defender would just whack you right in the...
There?
Yeah.
Region.
Yeah. Wow.
Our video editor, Eddie, our video guy, who's the oldest on the show, how old do you feel?
About 50.
Yeah, there you go.
50s, early 50s.
In real life, you were?
39.
Yeah.
Like, my oldest kid's 10, you know, that puts some age on you, and then my back hurts all the time. Hmm. And you guys, I mean, alone, you guys make me feel old every day by calling me the oldest member of the show.
Well, no, no.
Well, you are.
Factually, you are the oldest.
Yeah, but you don't have to mention it every time you talk about me.
Oh, all right.
What about you, Bobby?
Yeah. Where are you at?
How old are you?
Like... 28, 29.
You guys all feel younger than you really are.
Yes, yeah. I think it's important to maintain that mentality, too.
Yeah. Do I look younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, you do look young.
Oh.
I think you look the youngest out of all of us.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you are so...
No, look at the way hoodie, you know, his hair is all messed
out
up.
Out of the guys?
Oh, for sure, out of the guys.
Okay.
And then... Well, no, not the girls, because we have young girls. You're right.
Yeah, Morgan number two.
Good call, Amy.
Sorry. You have the old girl over here.
Amy was looking for you to call her young.
Yes, I was, but never mind.
You look young, Amy.
Thank you.
What is Kelly Clarkson geeking out at meeting Cher? Is this a clip?
Yeah.
Because I was at the Kennedy Center Honors, and Cher was there. I never got to see her. I wanted to see Cher. Listen, I wanted to see Reba because that's who I was there honoring. I never got to see Reba. They put her in a box and they keep her from everyone.
You mean like a seat
balcony box?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
No, yeah, not a real box.
Like a box, like
a
cardboard
box. Because everyone that was coming out to honor her was a surprise. So we walk out on stage in D.C. and Reba. But I didn't get to see Cher. Here's Kelly Clarkson meeting Cher.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson.
Hi,
nice to meet you.
I've never met you. I've been talking about you the whole time going, she's right behind me.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Obviously, everyone is here. I'm going to stop talking. Okay.
You like
that?
Yeah,
I'm a little...
No,
I get very nervous.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of y'all tonight. I'm here singing for Reba, but I was like, can I sing for Cher, too? I want to sing for Cher, too.
You sing right now.
Isn't it funny to hear a superstar geek out over a superstar?
Yes.
Yep.
And Kelly Clarkson's a real deal. Like, human. Know her a little bit and saw her a couple times. And, I mean, she's just as normal as can be. Like, just comes up, it's loud. She is exactly what she seemed, which you don't get a lot nowadays in entertainment.
Yeah.
But that's cool to hear her geeking out of her chair. Last person you geeked out over? You guys think about that? Where you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. And it gets kind of jaded for us because we work in an industry where we get to talk to cool people. Lunchbox?
Oh, easy. Tim Tebow. He was just in here a couple days ago, and I was just like... That's Tim Tebow. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Tried to play it cool, and I was just like, what up, dude? You're cool. Told him he was cool. I don't know if he appreciated that or not.
Hey, probably, he's a nice guy. For me, probably Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Well, that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
We just kept talking and talking and talking, and I was like, man, this guy's cool. Like, super nice. And he's also, like, 70, and he's someone who just seems a lot younger.
Yeah.
Amy, can you remember? George Strait, maybe?
I mean, probably, if I had to think of someone that came in here that I was like, lost my chill on.
Lost
your chill.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it lit?
Yes.
Amy's now going to start
off the chain.
Wait, y'all don't say that? Like, I lost my chill?
No. No, neither
do
you.
Yes, I do.
Morgan, number two, you're 25. Can Amy say that?
Yes, she definitely
can. Thank you.
You have to ask Morgan number two.
Yeah, she's like the gatekeeper of cool
she
words.
She would normally say that.
Yeah, would you say that?
Yeah, I would. That's definitely something I would say. Okay, so what do I say? I geeked out over George?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Okay. I also lost all chill.
There is this, yes. Okay, do you say anything that's super young now that you feel?
Yes.
Like what?
Savage.
Okay.
Yes.
Savage
Yas
queen.
Yes, queen.
You say Yas Queen?
Yeah. I like to respond like on text or messaging too with Yas! Exclamation point.
Do you have young friends?
No. But I mean, we all do it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that
what do
I
you say?
Like low key or.
Like, what?
that was like 20 years ago.
No, that's the thing. Like, I'm low key freaking out. That's like a.
Oh, low key freaking out.
I thought you meant I'm going to be low key at the house.
No.
At the crib.
Okay. Like off the hook. I say that like a show's off the hook.
That's old.
No.
What?
That's jump the shark.
That's like 90s.
That didn't come back?
I say if someone's flexing.
Yeah, what do you say?
Like cool flex or like weird flex, but I like it. That's like showing off.
Oh, like a flex okay. Is a show off. A show off is a flex.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like I'll say
it
I'll mention that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just learned that.
See?
Okay.
I always say that's what's up.
Again.
Is that old?
That's what's up.
That's terrible.
Eddie's just now coming around to the thing from the late 90s.
Chill out. I like that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. You like turbular? Tubular? Whatever the name is.
Yeah.
What can we say, Morgan, number two? You're 25. What's cool with this?
I mean, I think you guys are all saying the right things, but Eddie is definitely on the older spectrum of the slang words.
Yeah.
About lit.
I don't say that.
Basic.
I don't mind that. Or extra.
Oh, extra.
You told us to stop saying savage.
Yeah, you did.
I like savage.
Amy can say whatever she wants. Amy is the queen of the
Yas
queen.
No, I can't. We have to get permission from the young person on the show to make sure I can say it.
Amy Yas queen. You say whatever you want. Yas queen. Savage, it's tough.
I like savage, though.
Yeah, me too. I just don't know for sure if it's good or bad. So I use it for both.
It's a lot. It can be bad.
Like my son got lice, savage. But then also, like,
I don't know that works.
Morgan number two, I don't think that's a good use, right?
No, I would say savage when somebody like does a big burn on you. It's like that's a savage.
Savage.
Move.
Savage.
Oh, but it's also not if you like have something really cute on, because like my friend was wearing a really cute coat, and I was like, that's savage.
No.
You're using it all wrong.
Shoot. Okay, I don't even know. I should stop using it.
Yeah, stop using it.
Okay.
Savage is like big and like hardcore and mean. Or like tough, like ooh, got him.
Oh,
savage. Like burn.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Like when Eddie said I was going to get fired last night, that was savage. Like it was
savage.
Like,
that
was,
you did. That, last all night agreed.
It happened.
Yeah, you guys did agree.
That was funny.
Rude.
We're having a Christmas party at my house, and we're all sitting around my table having dinner, and we're having a conversation. And Amy brought up Dancing with the Stars, and I was kind of telling a couple stories from behind the scenes. And Eddie goes to Lunchbox across the table, and Eddie says, hey, Lunchbox, when you get fired from the show, you should go be the hype man that gets the crowd going before Dancing with the Stars.
Because he'd be good at that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the whole rest of the show goes, yeah, Lunchbox, you should do that when you get fired.
I mean, I clearly was joking when you get fired, but no one addressed it. It was like,
I did. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, but Amy agreed with
Eddie.
No,
I didn't say you get fired. I said, oh, wow, yeah, you would be good at that. Because you would. It just wasn't registering to me that I was also agreeing, like, yeah.
Yeah, when he gets
when
fired.
When you get fired.
It's a matter of time.
Savage. All right, everybody good on their vernacular?
Yeah.
That was legit.
So.
Oh, boy. All right. The Bobby Bones
Show. Hey, what's cyber flashing?
Cyber flashing is sending people pictures of your body or whatever without their masking unsolicited on like AirDrop.
Oh, yeah, I saw people do that because if you have an iPhone and you can hit AirDrop and see everybody whose phone is open. And it's like texting, but just much faster.
Yeah.
And you can do it if someone's close to you.
Yeah.
And so you can just send a picture of your butt.
Yeah. So, and the person doesn't, obviously that person has to accept it, but the picture pops up for you to accept or decline. You see it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So people are doing it if you're like at a coffee shop, they go through and see if people are open. It happened to my friend, and that's how I found out about it.
Oh, wow. What happened to her?
She got a guy with a mirror shot, like showing his chest and like biceps. Luckily, it wasn't anything because I Googled it after she told me about it. And women get bad, like bad stuff you don't want to see. And they obviously decline. So you just need to go in your settings and make sure that your AirDrop is only open to your contacts only, because somehow it accidentally will get switched to everyone. And that's how they end up having access. And you have to decline it real quick. And if you, heaven forbid, you accept it, then it's in your camera roll and you got to go delete it because guys are doing it. And some, if they're being innocent about it, like apparently this kind of picture like she got was like more of a flirty one. And they do it to see if girls are interested. Like girl might be like, oh, well, actually, he's kind of cute. And they look around and yeah.
It's, did you get an idea, Bones?
Interesting.
You would never cyber flash.
No, I wouldn't flash anything.
And you never say never.
And I never say never. Missy in Illinois, how are you?
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to see if you've given Lunchbox's big surprise yet. I might have missed it, but I wanted to call and see.
No, we have it. We're on hold because he's been quite the Grinch lately about Christmas.
Still haven't heard anything.
So.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, I just didn't want to miss it. Do you know when you're going to do it?
Nope.
Neither do I.
No plans.
It's not even 100% confirmed yet. It's like 99% confirmed. As soon as it's 100%, so probably after Christmas, I would assume.
After Christmas?
I think, well, we're here this week, right? We're here on the air this week. We're here next week. And then if it happens, I'll tell them, but I just don't know if it's going to happen before then.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, I'll be waiting.
Thank you very much. Where do you live?
Uh-huh. Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, my goodness. You know they have a burger named after me there?
No.
They do. You should go check it out. Just go to all the places and be like, do you have the Bobby Burger? Now, they do. They have a burger named after me in Springfield. Remember my stepdad
True
called
story.
Me?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, I'm in a place you get a burger named after you.
He's like, you've officially made it.
And you made it. Hey, you're on the air, Ben, in Chicago. What's happening, bud?
Yeah, just trying to see what your Christmas traditions are.
Yeah, and I think we'll talk about this as a full segment in the next couple days or so. But Christmas traditions, Amy?
Well, my family, well, no, like, we're now we have kids for...
Oh, new ones. Talk about what a new tradition is going to be for you guys.
Yeah. Well, we just decided now we're going to, when we decorate the tree, we're going to always watch Elf. And on Christmas Eve, we're going to have matching pajamas. And then Christmas morning, and my whole family, we always do cinnamon rolls with sausage gravy.
Lunchbox, anything new you're doing this year? With the baby?
No, nothing new that I know of. I mean, I guess just opening presents.
Are you buying the baby presents?
I haven't thought about that. I guess we need to think about it, because a baby doesn't even know how to open presents or know what they are, so I don't think you really... I guess you don't buy him presents?
But didn't you take him trick-or-treating and he had no idea what that was?
I was going to, but then we had surgery.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't get to go. I was going to because I wanted candy. But, right. Yeah. So that's a good question. If they don't know what it is, do you really get him presents and do you wrap it up and say to him? Like, that's just weird.
Ben, what do you think about that?
Yeah, we got three kids, me and my wife, up here in Chicago. And yeah, our Christmas tradition is we take the kids to the movie theater on Christmas Day night. So I don't know if that's Christmas Day Eve, what that's considered, but we've started that and we're doing that. But yeah, Lunchbox has to get his baby a present.
What is it?
Lunchbox has to give his baby a present.
Yeah, what are you going to give him?
I guess I'll give him some clothes. I mean, you can't really use anything.
Give him something for you. That's what you do.
Oh, smart.
Get him a drill.
He needs it.
Oh.
A keg of beer.
Get him. You can take it with a backpack. Don't give me a backpack tomorrow, by the way.
Why?
Oh, wow. What? I think you might have just done some foreshadowing there.
Well, Lunchbox stole a backpack from a charity, and he stole three of them, and so I don't want a backpack.
No.
I don't want hot merchandise.
It's something.
Yeah, that is what it is.
It's something that I own, mm-hmm. And so you never know.
That's right, you never
it's
know.
It's a nice backpack.
Like, I'm so one, looking forward to whatever he gets you. What? I'm looking forward to two things. Well, Bobby's getting phone screener Hillary, because he drew her, mm-hmm. And it's probably going to be amazing.
Cash.
And then, I am so pumped to see what Lunchbox gives Bobby.
I think Bobby just busted Lunchbox on that one. With a backpack.
And Morgan, number one, has to give Lunchbox something, and that's going to be a disaster for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's going to be, I mean...
That's tomorrow on the show. Yeah, anyway, tomorrow I'll be listening.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Is it possible to overdose on chloraseptic?
Good question.
I mean, I'm shooting it in my throat every segment. I have a bad sore throat. I woke up just feeling terrible this morning. I think my body just had it. I think it's been a pretty hardcore 4 or 5 months. I think I just had it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm breaking down a little bit. So I keep spraying this stuff. It's like, ugh.
You've been hitting hard.
But I put down about a fifth of the bottle.
Let me see the back of the bottle, please.
What?
Well, I just want to, I mean, yeah, you're about, had about a third of it. Third of the bottle.
Just this morning. Had a whole bottle last night at dinner.
You may be better off just drinking it.
I didn't think about that. Chug. What?
Says, when using this product, do not exceed recommended dosage.
Oh.
Well, I recommend every 5 minutes.
What's the recommended on there, Amy?
Okay. So.
It's like two sprays.
Just one spray in the area every 2 hours.
Oh, hours? My goodness.
Wow.
Oh, we've been on the show. I've done it 50 times.
Or directed by your doctor.
Yeah, well.
Maybe you have.
Give me that back.
Bobby, I don't know. I think you're
keep
addicted.
Keep it.
No, my throat's
Bobby,
killing me.
You're supposed
me,
to do one squirt an hour. And
everybody
already...
else doesn't have a job where they have to talk for 5 hours.
Doesn't make it any better for you.
No, I forgot. Like... Here in fine print, it says, there if you have a job where you talk for a living, spray away.
There you go. Thank you. And I have to sing at the Grand Ole Opry tonight and tell jokes, do stand up. So I got to go and get better. Feel like kind of rotten. So, yeah. But again, we do shows. We show up and work. I have two shows tonight. I have a, I think, 3:30 or 4 p.m. show and then a 7:30 or 8 p.m. show. So,
dang.
What?
You got to rest.
Yeah, I want to go home and go to bed when this is over. I want to play this. This is a new artist, and I'll tell you how I met her. She didn't even tell me she was an artist. I was doing yoga. Remember the time I went and I said, hey, there was this girl, and I was going to be like, hey, what's up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can I got another guy beat you to it?
She had helped me out in class because she was next to me, and we were doing the wrong moves. She was like, no, turn around. I was like, oh, my bad. And so then I was going to go up and say something afterward, but another guy cut me off, and I was like, well, great. Well, then I was walking down the hallway a little bit defeated. Please pause. Thank you.
Two more. Okay. 2 more 5 minutes.
Okay.
I was walking down the hall, and this other girl goes, hey, are you Bobby? I was like, yeah. She goes, I voted for you on Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, I love when people say that, because that means, like, we're in together. Like, if you're watching that show and you're voting and I'm dancing, like, we're all the same. We're committed. And so I was like, wow, thanks. And so we kept walking, and she said she listened to the show. She never said she was an artist. So if people come to me and go, I'm an artist, I'm out. I check out immediately because everybody's trying to give me CDs and music. By the way, I don't even own a CD player anymore. Nothing. No CDs player.
For that reason?
No, I just don't have one.
Okay.
And so
that way you can just say, honestly, I don't even have a CD player.
No, you know what I tell them? I just say I don't listen to new music because I don't. Even my friends, I won't listen to anything that's not out there because it just keeps me in a good place.
Okay.
I can always go, I don't take new music. And so, because I've broken a bunch of artists, so everyone's like, break me. So I'm talking to this girl, and I'm like, what are you doing in town? She goes, typical, moved here to do music. And I was like, oh, yeah. I said, so where'd you come from? She goes, I'm from Auburn, Alabama. And I was like, oh, you Roll Tide or War Eagle? And she was like, War, blanking eagle or whatever. And I was like, okay. I said, well, rough year, huh? I'm a big sports guy. And she was like, yeah. She went to the Iron Bowl. And I said, so what are you doing in music? I thought she would say busy. Because usually if they're an artist, they're going, I am an artist. Here's my music.
Right.
And she never did. And I had to kind of drag it out of her. And I was like, so what do you do? She goes, I'm an artist. I sing. I play. I said, what's your name? She goes, my name is Harper Gray. And so I just remembered it because I thought our conversation was, one, really good. She's a fan of the show. Two, she did not come at me as an artist. She came at me as just someone who was listening to the show. And so I wrote her down on my phone. And I got home and I looked it up. She's pretty freaking good. And so she doesn't even know how to play this. But the song is called Monster. So I listened to it and I was like, that's pretty good. And then I started listening to the whole song. She's pretty good. So if you want to indulge a new artist for a second, which I hope you do, then we'll do Amy's Pile right after this. Her name is Harper Gray, spelled G-R-A-E. Only met her once after yoga. We were both sweating like crazy. I don't even know that I would know what she looks like if she came, like normal clothes. But we talked in the hallway and that was it. Next thing you know, this is like a week ago. This is Harper Gray and the song is called Monster.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So it seems like at home we're getting into heated arguments over the heat. Millions of couples get into arguments about the temperature of their homes, and the study found that 50% of couples have disagreements over the house being too hot or too cold. And I'll tell you, in this work marriage relationship, this room is too cold.
Yeah.
And so is my house, quite frankly. My husband keeps turning it down to like it's cold. My kids are cold. We're all cold.
Well, skinny mini, put on some weight.
What?
Yeah. Get you one of those natural coats.
Yeah, warm up.
I keep it cold in here because I sit behind this old radio board that just exudes heat. I'm probably getting something. There's some radiation poisoning I'm getting. This board that I push all the buttons, it's like a big console with all the slides and levers. I think Jerry House had this board.
Mm-hmm.
The legendary radio guy who works here. It's all right. I'm tearing this whole thing apart and building a new studio.
Wouldn't you say that'll be done again?
Well, we started on it a couple days ago. We drew it.
Mm-hmm.
And probably like March next year.
In the part of the room that you're in, is there like extra little fan?
You're in the same room.
I know we're in the same room, but like I picture us being like spread out.
We'll be spread out a little more than we are now. It's not going to be sitting around like a radio table.
Okay.
Yeah. What else?
Okay. So there's this 32-year-old homeless guy, and he found a bag of $17,000 sitting outside of a local food bank. in Tacoma, Washington. And he could have just taken it. Legit bag there, nothing on it says where it's supposed to go. But someone was like, oh, wait, actually, I think that's a donation for the food bank that it's right outside of. So he did the right thing. He turned it into the food bank. But the food bank was like, well, where did it come from? So they called the police. And then the police put the money on a 90-day hold to see if anyone claimed it. Nobody did. So boom, the food bank got to keep the $17,000 cash. And they gave Kevin, the homeless guy, some of the money in form of gift cards so that he could, you know, treat himself.
Well, good. I'm going to tell you, if I was homeless, if I had a bunch of cash, even I probably wouldn't have given it back.
$17,000.
I know. I would right now. But if I was struggling like that, I don't know that I can honestly say that I would. So good for him. What else?
Okay. Do you know the one thing that can predict how happy a man is with his life?
How full his belly is?
Nope.
And how? Okay. do you know that saying?
No.
Okay. So
what is it?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well, no, it's satisfaction at work. So guys who like their jobs are more likely to be optimistic, happy, motivated, emotionally stable, controlling, confident. So, and I feel like I find this to be true. Like for my husband, when he got out of the Air Force, like that was his whole identity and he loved his job so much. And I feel like when he didn't have that anymore, like I didn't realize how unhappy he was until he found something that was going to make him happy. And I, as a wife, I did a poor job of being there for him on that. So like, just know, women, how important that is.
Well, it's a identity.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just a man thing either, but I see that.
I know,
like,
but this study was done on men.
All I have is my career, but purposefully, that's all I've really shot for. I was talking to a friend last night about that. We were just both, her and I are both in kind of the same place.
Okay.
And we're just like working really hard and focused so much on our careers. And I was like, you know, who cares? Like, I care. But it's like, once we get old, we're all going to die.
Right. So when you say that, who cares? Then what?
Like, nobody cares. Like, everyone's so worried about, like, the rat race and, like, getting ahead of other. Nobody even cares but you. Like, I'm the only one that cares about my rat race. Nobody's looking at me going, ah.
That's correct.
Go to bed. So what I do now in my life, I only go after things I care about and love. And there's no competition with me versus anybody else, period. Don't care. Just worry about me. And eventually I'll get some balance there. Like, I'm actually open to having something. But
like a relationship.
Yeah. And I'll prioritize if I do find that. But I used to be like, I'm just going to be the best and show everybody. I don't care about everybody anymore. I just care about
me. When do you think that shift happened?
I don't know. In the last year or so. Because you realize that, I wrote that, my last book. I wrote a whole thing about that. And I think that's really when it really set it on me. Because I spent a lot of time thinking about that. And I have a book called Fail Until You Don't. Here's a story that I wrote, speaking of yoga. In my book, I talk about how I went to a hot yoga class for the very first time and felt completely out of place. Because I go into this and I feel like everyone's judging me and looking at me because I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. I didn't take any water in. I was wearing my glasses. Everything that I could do wrong, I was doing wrong. And I felt like everyone in there was judging me the entire time. And I went out of the class, but I didn't know. I actually bought a 5-pack instead of just a 1-pack because I wouldn't have went back. But I was like, I got 4 more classes. I got to go because I'm not wasting this money. So I go the second time, and I'm a little more familiar with some of the moves, and I take glasses, and I had water. But third time, I realized nobody's looking at anybody else. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's just worried about themselves in a good way and in a way that's also freeing toward us and toward myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like, I think the joke that I wrote in my book was, I was going to be on the cover of Yoga Illustrated going, dumbest yoga player ever, or whatever they call yoga people.
And yogis.
Yeah, dumbest yogi ever. But it wasn't, because nobody cares. In a bad way and in a good way. Like, nobody cares that I'm up here, got the bestsellers and the mirror ball. Like we do. You're very, very, very short-circled, but nobody cares. But it's also freeing that nobody cares because you can go screw up. Think about the last time you saw someone bomb a public speaking. You don't. You can't even remember it. We've all seen them do it, get up there and be terrible. And we've been terrible. And if we're terrible, we remember it. We're like, remember that time 3 years ago?
Forever.
Yeah.
Nobody else remembers it. So you should feel free to go up and just screw up all you want. Like, just go try things because nobody cares. Nobody remembers. So it's good and bad. And that's when I wrote that about how, you know, people just, only your super close circle care. Otherwise, there's so many things happening around everyone that it's just a thing. So that's all I'm doing. I'm just doing me at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do me in the morning, do me in the day, do me at night. All different things. Thank you very much. Is that it?
Hi, Mamie. That's my file.
Thank you. Hold on a minute. Let me get the spray here.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. My throat hurts, man. What do you want from me?
OD on that.
It's not what it recommends. It says it on the bottle.
One squirt every 2 hours.
Let me tell you also, I don't do what's recommended.
No, I know.
Wrote all the chapter in my book. No, I did.
I just heard you do you.
I do
in the
me.
Morning.
You know what I'm saying?
The Bobby Bones Show.
What you doing today, Amy?
Packing for Austin. I have to go there. I'm going to go hang out with my dad.
Yeah.
So.
You're still going to be on the air.
Yes. Yeah. I'll still be here doing things, but just got to go be with him. He's been in West Texas with my sister for the last week and a half, but she's driving him back today.
How has he been since his, like, cancer surgery and tracheotomy and getting out and
He's
therapy?
He's doing so much better. I think going to be there with her, she lives, like, on a farm, and my niece raises lamb, and he got to be around animals and pet them and just be out of his, you know, little hospital bubble he's been sort of living in. So I think it was really, really good for him. What are you up to today?
I have two shows at the Grand Ole Opry today, which I mentioned earlier.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I know, wow. And my throat's okay. A little messed up. So I'm hoping it's one of those things where if someone falls down and they wake up and they like can speak French.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I have a throat issue and I go and I sing like a bird. It's amazing.
Or like the people that wake up and they can play the piano really well.
Like they have an injury and they're like, oh, check it out. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So
that could totally happen.
So I'm hoping I go out and I sound beautiful with this throat thing.
Two shows in a row?
One, it's at the Ryman Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
So they do, oddly, like now, one at like 5 p.m. I'm playing.
Okay.
And then again at like 8 tonight.
Gotcha.
So I'll just go do some comedy and some songs.
Okay.
Probably get a standing ovation. I'll probably get a...
Yada, yada.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't know. What's up tomorrow?
Tomorrow, that's when I'll actually be flying.
Tomorrow is... we give our gifts.
Oh, my gosh. Tomorrow is... Oh, that's another thing I'm working on today.
Who do you have? Who do you
have tomorrow? Ray. And he's put in special requests.
Ray, hey, he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
Our gift exchange was... You have to give somebody something you already own.
Right. Well, in this case, it would be something my husband already owns.
Oh, that's cool. That works.
Yeah.
Whoa. A plane?
He doesn't own a plane.
Oh, he doesn't own those planes.
He's a pilot.
It's a little bit different.
That'd be good. Well, good.
Tomorrow's the big, I hope everybody, let's just like calm down.
I'm as calm as could be.
Chill out.
Oh, yeah. We're not worried about
nobody
you.
Nobody get
chill
mad.
Chill out. Have a great day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bob and Bones.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.